All right, here we go. Fantastic. Well, last week the Dow had its worst week in over a year. S&P and Nasdaq also didn't do quite well, even though they rebounded on Friday. So this week we have the all-important inflation data. We have CPI and PPI data. So what's happening in the markets? And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, April 8th. And look at this. I am in Sacramento too, like this guy. So we're 20 minutes away, but it's super early, so we'll meet a little bit later. But yeah, I almost want to say it's good to be too in your neck of the woods, and it's not because it's early.
Yeah, it will be nice to meet up a little bit later, Marcus. And I know it's a little early for you. And with the trading start this morning, it was a little dark outside, but you lived.
Yes. Exactly. All right. Well, let's take a look at the markets and let's see what happened here. So, I mean, I'm on a weekly chart here and we see last week a down week for the S&P, a down week for the Nasdaq, and the worst week for the Dow in over a year.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Marcus, I mean the Dow is down with its worst week since March of 2023. The S&P had its worst week since early January of this year. So, finishing negative, although there was a nice little effort on Friday.
There was. So Friday, the jobs came in better than expected. And this is where everybody get excited. Okay, economy still strong. This means that probably during the next earnings season, we will still see good earnings. But then also, what does it mean for interest rates? Interest rates, the 10-year yield here, are trading at levels that we haven't seen since November. I mean, above 4.4. Look at this, how this is just trending upwards here. And usually this puts some pressure on the stock market. And this were today, we kind of have a super weird start into the week.
Yeah, this is where the market wants and expects some rate cuts, right? So that's what the market wants. But on the you know in a well, you can't overlook a strong economy and strong jobs. So is good news bad news? Is bad news good news? And this one was a little challenging to digest on Friday, but in the end, traders seem to like it with the nice rebound after Thursday's reversal.
Yeah. So this morning, again, the yield higher, both in the 2-year, the near term, and the 10-year, a little bit further. Bitcoin and Ethereum also up. Look at this. What a jump here today. Bitcoin attacking the highs again. And look at this. Even the stock market is up. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And then recently we also talked about gold. So gold also higher. Okay, so wait. Stock market higher. Cryptocurrencies higher. Yields higher, gold higher. I mean, something has to give.
You think, and this is where everything being higher is a little bit odd, but it is nice to see crude oil coming down just a tiny bit. It was actually down a lot more this morning, sliding, getting down to about 84, well, 69, which, this could be a little bit of a relief for inflation. Just rocketing higher isn't what the Fed wants to see.
Yeah, because last week we also touched $87 in crude oil, levels that we haven't seen since October. I mean, so yeah, talking about the Fed. So, what does the Fed think? We have a few more days until the next meeting. And if you look at this, the probabilities, okay, nobody's expecting anything during the May meeting. But I think this week's data will be important for the probabilities of a possible rate cut in June.
Absolutely. And we see right now it's about 50-50. The probabilities favor a cut, but pretty darn close there. I saw that, the market is expecting an increase of 0.3% in CPI data. But I saw that Bank of America, they issued a report and they say that they expect it to be even better at 0.2%.
Yeah, so this is where this week, all eyes on inflation data. So nothing on the economic calendar today. Tomorrow, pretty much also nothing. We have economic optimism. We see two yellow flag reports, and then it starts on Wednesday with the CPI. Yeah, and I said, I mean, so this is what the economists polled by, I don't know by whom, this is what they are expecting, and they expect a decrease. However, year over year, an increase to 3.4%. And yeah, as you said, there are some reports and there are some that say, this might actually come in at 0.2. And I think this is what right now, this morning, the markets are looking for, that maybe it comes in better than expected. Maybe the Fed might start cutting rates, because so far, Powell and his gang have said, we are not in a rush to cut rates.
Yeah, interesting to see that with that Bank of America note, they said that a report in line with their expectations would provide confidence to the Fed and keep a June cut firmly in play. So it's kind of like that roulette ball bouncing around. Where is it going to land? We'll have to see. I still think that we're looking towards July. I think you're in the same camp there, Marcus.
Yeah, I think July will be the earliest that we will see some cuts. And we have been talking about this since the beginning of the year, when some people were even thinking, hey, in May, there will be rate cuts. But we hear from more and more Fed officials that they say, nah, it's not going to happen. Did you see this morning? Was it Bowman speaking? I didn't see it. Or maybe over the weekend. And no, it was actually this morning. Fed member Bowman, she actually said, Michelle Bowman, that maybe the Fed might raise interest rates. Did you see that?
I saw that headline. I didn't read into it much, but I saw that takeaway there. So we don't want Fed members to start talking about raising rates, but no. I think the market took that lightly.
Yeah. I don't know. Is she even a voting member? I don't even know.
I'm not 100% certain. Yeah, I think so, but I'm not 100% certain.
Yeah. So again, this week, all about CPI on Wednesday, PPI on Thursday, and then the University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations on Friday. So another week with eyes on inflation.
Yep.
So looking at the markets this morning and looking at the heat map and seeing what is happening here. So just want to hop over to all. We see that Tesla is up almost 5%, even though overall the markets, let's just go there for a moment, overall the markets are just diddling along. So we're looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, and we see that we pretty much opened where we closed on Friday, drifting just a tad higher right now, up 0.2% in the S&P, the Nasdaq 0.3%, probably fueled by Tesla.
Look at that. After taking a little heat recently and finishing Friday with losses while the overall market was higher, nice little 5% jump for Tesla. And this has to do with the Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
What do I mean by that? Automated taxis.
Well, Elon Musk says Tesla will unveil its robotaxi on August 8th. And
yeah,
this is really, that's quite an announcement, because right now Teslas are still, I don't want to say far away, but they're not there yet that they're actually self-driving. There's different levels of self-driving, and I believe that Tesla is classified as level 2. Robotaxis would be classified as level 3. And so far, I think only Waymo is the only company that has actually level 3 vehicles so far. So, I mean, August 8th, that's around the corner.
Yeah, it's interesting. And Marcus, you might not have had the Jetsons as a kid. And actually, I have to clarify, because the Jetsons are flying around and stuff. But just that's what came to mind when I think of robo-taxis and just these autonomous vehicles. But yeah, that it does seem like that's a big jump compared to what's currently available. But traders and investors liking it. Tesla up 5%.
So far. All right. Well, let's hop over and take a look at our trades and our positions. Where do you want to start? I think on Friday we started with WTF. So maybe today we start with the wheel.
Sure.
Wheel trades. Apple. We finally managed to get assigned in Apple. Both assigned at 170. This morning we were looking to sell calls against our position. You were already able to do this. So you sold the Apple calls expiring on Friday at $1.42.
Yep. 60% annualized for me there. I liked the opportunity and took it.
Yeah. Me being a little bit slower this morning on West Coast time, I was a slower entering the order. And if you look at Apple, immediately it fell. You put it in right in the first few seconds. And this is where you kind of got filled somewhere right here. Even though we are trading around these prices right now, currently we're at $1.28. And since you got filled at $1.42, I want to get filled at $1.45. So I need Apple to move a little bit higher for this to happen, or have a stronger coffee tomorrow morning.
I think you're gonna get it, Marcus. I mean, right now bids 125, offers 127, so you're not too far away. And if we have a little more upside there and we try to fill that gap, I think you're gonna get it.
Yeah, we just need to walk towards the closing price of Friday. So today, against the overall grain, Apple is down 0.4%, and again Nasdaq is up 0.4%. S&P is up 0.26%. The Dow is up 0.2%. So Apple, come on, a little bit higher so that I get my $1.45 and beat you by 3 cents.
A little healthy competition is always good.
Always good. Always good. Okay, CSIQ. CSIQ got beaten down on Friday. Nice bounce back today, up 3% so far. It's been up 3.5%. So we really need at this point CSIQ to move higher. Did you ever find out what caused this drop on Friday?
No.
No, me neither. I didn't see any major news, and we know that this is interest sensitive. So as interest rates started moving higher, CSIQ moved lower. Today, interest rates are still higher, CSIQ higher, decisively higher. 3%, I'll take this.
Yeah.
So NEE, look at NEE. I mean, we talked about this. We were looking at the 63 level that acted previously as support. Then again, at support, we broke through. Then again, we dipped below. It acted as, resistance. Sorry, R resistance. That's what. This West Coast time is making me just boggy. Like, what the heck? Anyhow, this morning, nicely up, also up 1%, trading at 64.81. We are getting actually to the levels that we have established here. So this is where we are getting closer. Our break even, as you can see, at 67.07, the cost base at 69.50. So we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. Might be another week.
I'm happy with this move. Like you said, Marcus, that breakthrough resistance there. Let's close above those highs and not too far away from our cost basis now.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then we have UPS. UPS a little bit all over the place. This morning, slightly down 0.2%, but this bounce back is still in effect. Again, we would have hoped that it had a sharper V bounce back, but we are plugging along here. Again, my break even is all the way down here. Cost base is here. Maybe, what do you think? Maybe towards the end of the week, because all I need is to move towards 154.50, 155. For you, it's a little bit more because you have a higher cost basis. But, I mean, UPS has been surprisingly volatile.
Yeah, I think that this could just continue to drift higher unless there's big broad market sell-off after CPI. But it looks like after that big overreaction, it wants to push back up towards those highs.
Yeah. All right, so hopping over to our WTF trades. First of all, no new trades for today, but we did have two exits. So let's go through, first of all, the exits. Airbnb is a trade that we closed out. So this is where we entered at, there we go, 158.75. And this morning we closed it. Where was it again, Mark?
Airbnb was closed at 160.17.
160.17. So nice little profit there. Another winning trade. Didn't run as much as we wanted it to run, but hey, another profitable trade. Never complain about profits, even though they're fairly small here on this one.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. And the other one was Walmart. Walmart, a rather quick trade that we had here. And Walmart, we entered this one at 59.38. And this morning we exited it at 59.60. So another win. So we
Yeah.
won the fear, WTF. And a super small win, but I'll take it.
Yep. It works for me.
Yeah. So no new trades. And what is left in our portfolio here? So we do have ABBV, and this is actually working out quite nicely. We entered this at 168 even, and right now trading at 171.
Yeah, I did not get in this one because I was pretty full, but looking good.
Yeah. ADSK, Autodesk, that on the other hand, slightly down here. So we entered this at 247.59. Right now trading at 246.32. So down just a little bit. CCEP, that is a trade that we entered almost a week ago. We have been in this trade for a little bit longer, right?
Yep.
Entered at
So.
70.09. Right now trading slightly below at 69.12. So we'll see what happens here over the next few days. So we have quite a few trades on Monster Beverage. It's another trade that we entered a few days ago. Bought it at 57.74. Right now trading at 55.79. So down $2 on this one. Ross Stores, this was a trade from Friday.
And that was another one that I did not take on Friday. However, I did trade it today, since I was full on Friday but closed two WTF trades today, and I was able to pick this one up at 138.85.
138.85. That's good. I got in at 140.14. So, wow,
Yeah.
you're already nicely up. Good job.
Beats that Apple trade you're trying to beat me on.
I know. I know. I know. Okay, Walmart, we got out of this one. And then the final one, ZS. Zscaler also slightly down here. So we actually entered this at 187.34. Right now trading at 183.75. So we need this to bounce back. I mean, this 200-day moving average is supposed to be support. Let's make sure that this doesn't turn into resistance. So go through, go through, go up,
It's
do
kind of
it.
hanging out. But hey, Marcus, there is another one that I traded, and this was PG. We didn't
Oh, yeah.
I actually forgot that I had traded it until I was checking my positions over the weekend, and I realized I am in it. So I own shares of PG as well.
All right, at 156.88, so right now 156.46, so right around break even. Not a whole lot going on. Okay. Well, before we look at the markets and what's happening here right now, looking back at the S&P, you got any bad dad jokes this morning? Got anything?
No, I felt like we did some damage on Friday with our dad jokes. I was gonna try and give viewers a rest, but I'm thinking that you're not as kind.
No, I mean, the other day, Debbie asked me if I saw the dog bowl. I said, no, I didn't knew he could do that.
Dog bowl. Okay. That's yeah. And I was trying to save everybody, but you're ruthless, Marcus. You're ruthless.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, that happy note. So S&P just hanging in there. So the markets are not doing anything. They are waiting for the big reveal on Wednesday when we have the CPI data, it seems. So it's a very, very quiet. VIX is coming down a little bit, the fear index here. So was above 16, still at higher levels. So we used to see 13 and 14, right now at 15.4. And so what do you expect for the rest of the day?
I think we'll diddle. I think we'll diddle,
It's a
and I
dinner
think we'll
date.
get one more dad joke and dog joke. I asked my dog Chip what 2 times 0 is. He said nothing. Super smart dog. Super
Super
smart
smart
dog.
dog, super smart dog. Okay. Now, for those of you who are watching the solar eclipse today, have fun watching it. Let us know in the comments if you're watching the solar eclipse today. Not here. It's really interesting. It's happening in Austin, and I went to California, but anyhow, looking forward to seeing you in a little bit. And with that said, y'all have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the solar eclipse if it is happening wherever you live. And then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.